Question, if you're not in the military, what do you do when you come across someone who is? Do you ask to take their picture, shake their hand? Did that copter crash that killed 30 American troops make you want to thank the next service member you saw for their service? What if you knew that that makes some soldiers uncomfortable? They don't feel their sacrifice equals that of those killed. Or that if you ask to take your picture with them, it makes them feel, as one soldier said, like Mickey Mouse at Disneyland. Elizabeth Samet has taken a look at this, the etiquette protocol, what to do when you see someone in the military. She teaches English at West Point. Her essay about the phrase, thank you for your service, appeared on the Bloomberg website. We'll link it herenow.org as she joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you, Robin.
So tell us, what is tangled up for troops in the phrase, thank you for your service, that we may not be hearing?
At least in the exchanges that I have been a firsthand witness to, which occur most often, as it happens, in New York City, where I'm in the company of a colleague strolling down the street or walking through Central Park, and in the middle of our conversation we'll be interrupted and someone will come up and thank the soldier for his or her service, want to take a picture, and then that's the end of the encounter. And it's always struck me as perhaps heartfelt and well-intentioned, nevertheless a rather awkward and unnatural exchange.
In fact, this is what people in uniform have said to you, that it feels a little like they're in the middle of some sort of street theater.
They're grateful, of course, and always polite, and yet there's an awkwardness to it. There are so many different jobs in the military, so many different ways in which people serve, and it's also a job. In the era of a post-draft army, it is a professional army.
They've chosen to do it.
They have indeed.
Well, you take us deeper down this rabbit hole, because sometimes when I've heard the exchange, when, let's say, somebody calls them a talk radio station and the host will interrupt to say, well, thank you for your service. Well-intended, you know, you said, you know, well-intended, but sometimes it almost sounds as if there's some sort of overtone to it, as if I'm with you, when in fact we're not.
When I hear it, it does have a sort of, at times, a sort of mechanical, perfunctory tone to it, as if it's a ritual that has to be observed now that we, in a post-Vietnam era, divorce the soldier from the war. We want to thank the soldier for service, and then we want to move on and do the next thing. And also, in very public forums, it sometimes has an air of spectacle to it. And I don't think in the long run that that helps to normalize the relationship between the citizen and soldier, which has in many ways been attenuated in the era of an all-volunteer force.
Yeah. Well, an air also of maybe, I guess what I was trying to say, identification, you know, as if somehow in saying it, you're more aligned with that soldier than someone who doesn't say it. But you point out that in this, you know, when we don't have the draft, you're really, really not. We are less likely, in fact, you can say you're more politically aligned with a conflict that the troop may or may not have served in, but we all are not there.
I think that that sanitized encounter, as I call it, masks the real distance between civilians here on the home front who feel, let's face it, in our day-to-day lives, very little impact from the war, and those who deploy over and over again and experience it firsthand.
No. But on the other hand, I can hear people saying, well, wait a second, I thought that was a good thing. What I was doing was acknowledging them and not averting my eyes, not the Vietnam era, as you say, like a pendulum that swung maybe not to spitting, that's sort of been discounted, that it was more mythology than truth, but definitely not welcoming or not commenting at all. And so now I can hear people saying, well, wait a second, what am I supposed to do?
What I'd like to say is that it's a beginning, not an end, and that we can do better as civilians, I think, and that in an era in which we see high jobless rates, high homeless rates, that there's a real concern that we find a way to reincorporate soldiers into the fabric of the United States, thinking about funding for the VA, issues that in the decades to come will remain important, over 40,000 troops wounded, for example, who will need care in the decades to come. The sentiment needs to be accompanied by action. You know, it's not an easy problem to solve, but I think it's a real cultural shift that we as a nation need to figure out.
Well, back to that interaction that's the more common one now, you know, in an airport or at a bus station. What should you say? I mean, on the other hand, it sounds like you're saying the conversation should be deeper and more engaged and not just thanks for your service, but what was your service? You know, what'd you do? But then how do you know when you're running into disturbing someone's privacy?
I don't know that those moments that I point to in this piece, which are those fleeting moments on the street, are necessarily appropriate for long and involved conversations, because after all, we're still dealing with strangers. In lieu of that, there are all sorts of ways that aren't so public of getting involved, of volunteering for the VA, of working with various agencies, where finding ways, and it is hard, but finding ways to forge bonds between civilian and military communities. But that seems to me a very different thing from that sometimes conscience-easing exchange.
It's just such a, you know, we've been talking about it a lot in the office. And right. You mentioned some awkward encounters where one woman soldier told you that somebody across the room from her once gave her sort of this chest-thumping, you know, salute, you know, like, I don't know, what he was saying, like, good for you or something.
She was in the supermarket just shopping for groceries, and this man across the aisle gave this Hollywood-style Roman salute. And I don't know how one responds to that. Like, and I'm not sure she did either.
Just like give him a fist pump back or something. Or
right.
But I think we all know the feeling. You know, I've seen incredibly young troops in an airport, and they know you're looking at them. You know, you don't know whether to hug them or, you know, look away. And it does provoke something.
Absolutely. Every one of these encounters has to be taken on an individual basis, on a case-by-case basis.
That seems to be the key, not just one standard, thanks for your service, I must be going.
Right.
Elizabeth Samet teaches English at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. She's the author of Soldier's Heart, Peace and War at West Point. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Robin.